Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I just want to tell you that Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. And also I want to tell you that the Coldplay Jumbotron couple, they're just friends. You misunderstood the whole thing at the Coldplay concert. So a source now claims that the viral couple who were caught on the Coldplay Jumbotron are just friends.
Were they not co-workers, though?
They just had an excellent working relationship, a great friendship. There was no affair.
So why did they quit?
Why were they standing so close to each other if they were just buddies and hugging?
I see that sometimes. You say, oh, wow, that must be her husband. And then, no, that's her boss. And like that, you're standing too close, or you're turned into him. Like the body language says a lot.
It does.
Like if you take a picture with your date or your other half or whatever, and they're not like turned towards you or like standing directly beside you, I don't know. I think that's telling.
Yeah, they were all in each other.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, very. I don't know that they ever did, the ones that I think the fat boy knows what I'm talking about, but it just is. I mean, you can't live life thinking what people are going to think or whatever, but like that kind of look, like, you know, if I was his wife, I would have issues with that.
Yeah.
I would think, but I wouldn't marry his type. You know what his type is? A man.
Yeah.
That's right.
I hear about how bad men are.
Plus, is it worth what you're setting yourself up for at work as far as people talking about you and not wanting to work with you?
Okay, so let me just say that we are all wrong, and I took a picture with somebody that we all know very well, and there's no affair. Is it the same way?
I'm not going to acknowledge you, Paige. That's part of what that girl was emailing about.
What?
Ain't nobody going to see that and think.
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, maybe they are. I should not say that.
That's all I'm saying, maybe.
If you saw Paige's picture with Brent Smith from Shinedown on her social media.
They were not doing it. No, we're just at a thing. No, I'm... That was just a hypothetical thing to say.
Use Wonder Boy as an example.
Or even Wonder Boy. Or even about anybody else that... It was just the picture itself.
Yeah.
But have you been accused of that before?
I feel like it, right?
Yeah.
Y'all were doing that thing where like he's pointing at you. It's like, okay, that's a meet and greet or a backstage moment. But when you're at a bar... And you're there and you're turned in toward each other, and maybe his, you can see the fingers coming around her hip.
So I see what you're saying.
I'm just saying my point. I'm not like all territorial when it comes to stuff like that, but
there is an etiquette to the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
That a lot of people don't follow.
Nah.
Now, like your situation, Paige, I didn't mean anybody specifically, but like, you know, in general, you've been accused of that before?
No.
Taking a picture and then, you know, the wife or the girlfriend's like, oh, okay. I see what's going on here.
Oh, she's smiling. It was a listener's wife or something.
Yeah.
There was.
What did you do, motorboat a guy?
No, there was like.
I laid it on his shoulder.
Mm. No, not at all. But, you know, just the way he hugged me. We were out somewhere and.
I see that a lot.
Yeah.
So you'll catch heat for it over what he did.
That he had his hand around my waist, and then she was taking the picture, and she's like, "You didn't have to touch her like that."
Oh, she's mad at him. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Hey, baby, I ain't gonna get to meet her once. Let me.
But it wasn't. It was like we all just piled in the picture like that, and he's like, "Come here," and that was kind of awkward.
Because I notice sometimes, like Paige will, if she gives a hug, she'll try to side hug it maybe, and then guys try to go for the full on experience, right up front, full on squeeze.
Especially if they're really short.
God. Okay, so the source is ex-astronomer CEO Andy Byron and Kristen Cabot, who were just friends. So those are the people that we're talking about, and that they had this excellent working relationship, great friendship. There was no affair.
I thought they admitted there was one.
I did too.
And the scandal, they lost their jobs, and I don't know if they ended up in divorce, but that's, you know, if it's not true, and you were just caught just hanging out with your buddy, it's awful, but it just seemed like he walked away. It's not the way they were, but the way he walked away, like he was caught.
Like, yes, yeah. Your ham was in the cookie jar.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So why are they even trying to rehash it?
That's a good question, too. Are they trying to save face with their relationships? Or
maybe.
Trying to get your job back? Or
is this Coldplay trying to get more mileage out of this?
Because as we found out, that guy's set for life. Like, he's good.
Yeah.
If he doesn't work again. She needs to work, but he had millions already. Well, I think he was getting millions to separate from that job.
I couldn't imagine what it's like being the spouse of either one of them and having to go through this and rehash it all the time.
Definitely embarrassing. Even if you had a situation where it didn't bother you, now that situation's exposed. And it probably looks worse on you because now you have to explain that, okay, it's open. I didn't really care.
Especially if your wife is hotter than the girl that you're with. Not that that matters at all, but still, her self-esteem.
A good example of that was one time we did a live show. It was at a place where, I'm not going to say the name, but they served wings and fire water.
I don't think they do anymore, do they?
And we're sitting there doing a live show, meaning we're, you know, breaking in between songs or whatever, talking to people live. And I'm sitting there just swinging the mic, talking to people. And I put the mic in this guy's face, you know, not like, ooh, but like just,
sure.
Hey, blah, blah. I was like, what? You don't want to talk on the radio? I ain't supposed to be here right now, man. And it was one of those things where he had, I don't know that he's cheating on his wife, but he had lied to her that he was still at work or whatever.
That'd be my life.
So it could have been that thing where they were just like, oh God, we told him we were out of town at a work event.
Yeah, he called in sick, my bad.
You know, I've noticed that too. When the sales force here at Odyssey has a awards banquet or whatever to be somewhere like New Orleans or Denver or somewhere. Ours was in Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh,
do you remember, we didn't even win the Battle of Columbia,
we didn't
so
even
I was
get
uncomfortable
to keep the award.
There.
You remember the one guy that would say it straight up whenever you'd like pass the mic or film a video, he'd say, I'm cheating on my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Like he would just, like, he didn't care. He was, like, kind of proud about it.
Oh, my gosh.
He didn't try to hide it, did he?
He didn't.
No, he has no shame here.
We thought he was joking at first, but he kept saying it. I was like, okay, well, something's going on. Something's wrong on the home front.
I just realized what you're playing in the background. I thought it was Coldplay.
I heard this yesterday. I'm like, man, have I heard Leroy Parnell in a long time? The last time I listened to Long John Landrum, I think it was.
Oh,
WESC, 9 and 2.5. Oh, she's wearing a big bra.
Everybody knows what you're talking about. So today is National Punctuation Day. Do you like to punctuate? Well, this is
your day. I don't like the dash that everybody uses.
You don't?
Yeah, I don't like that. Stick with a comma.
15%. Yeah, stick with a comma. Don't do the dash.
They like that 15% of the population, they like dashes very often. And 50% of them rarely dash.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, I don't like it. I don't know why that. Also, certain, like, my last name is Harris, and then ownership, like, I remember the sign that someone made for my mom or my dad bought for my mom, and it said the Harrises, and it had an apostrophe S on it, and I'm like,
not right.
Mm-mm. That is not right. And it was
possession.
But Harris's, apparently there's not supposed to be a double S. Harris's.
This is not going to become a thing anymore.
No, because like, when you write the word don't, do you put the apostrophe in there?
If I write it, yes.
If you type it.
Don't have to.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And that's so.
Grammarly's got me.
Like, I know somebody whose kid is in private school. Oh, I shouldn't say this. Never mind.
Let's just say they weren't, and it was not somebody.
Let's pretend I'm making this completely up right now. It's not about. This kid got held back. His private school got held back because he couldn't get the satisfactory grade in cursive writing.
Oh, they're still teaching it?
It's a private school, though.
Okay.
And I'm like,
my private's got held back in school once.
And while I do think that we need to write things down and buy books and things like that, like literally, cursive, though?
You won't have to have a signature anymore.
You got
to
sign your name.
Signatures aren't
things.
Signatures anymore.
No.
I see these younger athletes with their autograph cards and stuff. Like, it's symbols and stuff.
Yeah. How about when you,
I didn't cuss.
How about when you e-sign a doc? 9 times out of 10, it's just like your printed
scribble.
Name.
Scribble.
It's like taking a pen. It's the way Trump signs when he does. He holds the pen like this. You know, you can't see me. He's holding the top of the pen and does like this. And when you do it with your finger, you're like, it's like going from a fork to chopsticks. Uh-huh. It's like I get to draw on there with my finger.
Ooh,
you don't want to fully sign your name because then you're like, well, I'm standing here forever writing my entire name out. So yeah, I'm just going to give you a roar.
All you got, you just make the two initials and then just do lines.
Fat Boy writes a pentagram down for his autograph.
Well, I hyphenate. I have to.
That's a woman thing. They love the hyphen.
You've never hyphened?
No, but they love the hyphenated names.
Women
sure.
and kids from athletes from broken families. They love to give their moms some mad respect.
16%.
And have big long jerseys in the back.
48% rarely do. What about
TJ Hushmanduva?
Exclamation points. Love them. 25% very often.
That's one of the most powerful symbols
out there.
I don't get it in a text. What is it in a text?
People overuse it in text and email. It's overexcitement. It's like, hey, like in a text, you shouldn't have more than one exclamation mark because that tells me you're not that excited about it. I do like the thing now where you can hold down the word and make it explode or go up and down. Like the other day, I texted you, Fat Boy, and I said, yup, or YEP, and it automatically started doing it like you're shaking your head. Yup.
How often?
When you can send the eggplant emoji with a spotlight on it.
You like the new one? Figure this one out, Paige. Alien face emoji, scissors emoji, eggplant emoji. You better cut it out. Cut your
balls
off.
Do you like a semicolon? Do you put two fragments together?
I got one of those coming up, semicolonoscopy.
It is, and people get it mixed up. You can't use a colon.
It only goes one digit not fully.
If you use that full colon, you better put
you
a
like
list after.
Comma?
Should come in sequence.
People don't know how to use the comma.
Sequential order.
55% of people use it very often. 10% rarely do they have run together sentences.
I had an English teacher who had a shirt that said, I'm going to comma. It was hilarious.
comma, Mustafa.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your guys headlines.
All you English teachers, you're going to go get that shirt now. Write that on the board.
Comma, kids love it.
I'm going to comma.
Oh.
Somebody call my mama.
Somebody use a comma. Hey, I'm Mr. Period. I go on the end of sentences.
Yeah, you are.
Don't forget to capitalize me if you see me up front.
I'm like the power bill. I come once a month.
We had to watch a stupid show called The Grammar Mechanics. about two kids who rushed home from school every day just so they can, you know, fix sentences.
The grammar mechanics? Yeah. Did they put on little jumpsuits and have grease on their
face? So stupid. Awesome.
I hope that chick's not teaching anymore. Now, this was 25 years ago, too, so chances are probably not. But, I mean, come on. Nobody uses this stuff anymore anyway. Go look at most people's comments on social media. Run-on sentences.
But also, like, possession.
Frags everywhere.
And this isn't.
You kid him.
I do it, too, in text.
Grammar like, Nazi.
Possession has went away. Like, and I'll give you the greatest example that every person uses now, whether you want to or don't, is baby mama, baby daddy.
Oh, yeah.
And my baby mama. Like, we don't use possession anymore.
I had another
and
English.
I'm fine with that because, like, literally it makes sense. If you put, like, LMK, you know, most people know, all right, what that means. Now, the LOL, well, we know that's gotten some people in some trouble in the past.
Yeah.
It is not lots of love.
I had another English teacher with a shirt that said, frag hag.
No so kidding.
That's
everywhere.
The my best. God. I don't like your English teacher.
Well.
Garments.
You're just spouting off words now. Text us.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Doug and the boys. Uh-huh. If people didn't cheat, though, Fat Boy, we wouldn't have had War of the Roses for many years.
That's true. Wouldn't have had Eaton either.
Well, it's not cheating, some say. She's thinking about KOA. He's thinking about queso. You love that, don't you? Dude, I wrote down three. You want to hear the other one?
Yeah, you better do them all.
She prefers the Smoky Mountains, but he wants Smoky Grills.
Oh.
That was not good.
I ate the first one.
I'm not going to do the last one.
Oh, you got to. Meatloaf said 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Then he said, let me sleep on it.
Baby.
She wants Myrtle Beach. He wants Myrtle Burritos.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what is in that?
All right, I started from worst to last.
A bullet in the seashell.
The first one then. She's thinking KOA. He's thinking queso.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay. Because he bought an RV Oh, they did. See, that's what we got to find out. Also, he's told Fatboy off there to not say. Now, this is interesting. Don't say what industry or where he works. Because, you know, as he said, he bought this RV. She's thinking they're going to travel the United States of America.
Yeah.
In fact, he's gutting it to turn it into a taco truck because, quote, his tacos are the jam. And she's aware
that. Excited about that.
She's on hold. And there's going to be something about the RV. And what that is, she does not know yet. So, let's bring him back. Oh, he's already on. Sorry. Stacy, Dana thinks this is a fun little travel machine, but you got something else in mind. You ready to do this?
Yeah, man. Let's get it going.
All right. All right, Fat Boy, you lead me because you point to me right when you'll hit the button, and I'll say hey to hold on a minute. Let me write. You said right. He has the S and she has the D. Just the way that I remember.
Well,
I
don't let me know.
Well, he's Stacy and she's Dana.
Yeah. All right. So we got to have our ducks in a row.
Okay.
All right.
Good morning, Dana. Welcome to the Rise Guys. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. You?
Good. So you've been listening to some Craven Mellon over and over again. We've been talking with Stacy here, and Stacy wants to tell you something. Are you okay, by the way? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm all right. Okay, I mean, okay.
I know. You I'm probably nervous. Just... Okay, you sound nervous as balls. That was my chair. All right, go ahead.
I'm more excited because I hear something about an RV makeover, right?
Stacy, over to you.
Dana, baby. Look, you know, I know you've been excited about this RV and you've been talking about all the trips that you want to take. But the truth is, I didn't really buy the RV so that we could just travel. I kind of bought the RV because I've been working on turning it into a taco truck.
She's going to cuss. Yeah.
A what? A taco? Are you kidding me right now? A taco truck?
No, I'm serious. I've already started on it. I pulled out the seats. I got the plans for the kitchen. And, you know, it's something I've always wanted to do.
Stacy, you're pranking me right now. You don't know the first thing about a business. You can't run a damn food van.
Dana, this
you
is...
You got to have all kind of licenses and inspections and insurance. Everything you definitely don't have.
That's true.
Dude. Yes, that's good points. Well, she's not holding back, is she?
She is not at all.
Listen, Dana, I know it sounds like a lot, but I've done my homework, and I think it really
homework.
Makes sense.
Stacy, the only homework you've ever done was copying off someone else's paper. You can't even make sandwiches without leaving crumbs everywhere, and you think you're going to run a restaurant?
God,
that's hard.
Just please don't cuss, because we want to get through. Please, this is going to be healing for both of you. He said tacos are his jam.
It's going to work. It's going to work.
No. Eating tacos is your jam, not making them. You don't even know how to cook. What the hell are you talking about?
She's fired up right now.
Wow.
Are you fired up?
Of course I'm fired up. I thought we were going to travel, go places, make memories, and now I find out he's gutting this thing to sling tacos on the side of the road? Of course I'm pissed off.
Gonna be out of festivals and stuff, probably.
You know. Baby, it's not. I'm not just gonna be on the side of the road. It's a real legit business. People make good money doing this, and you know, I've always wanted to be my own boss, and this is my chance.
Yeah, with our money. That was supposed to be for us, not for some half-baked taco dream.
Oh man! Wow. She's like,
you know what?
It's not a prank.
If you love that damn taco wagon so much, maybe you can move into it. I'm out of here.
Okay. Well, don't hang up. She did.
Yeah, she did. Wow. Dude, she's fiery. She hung up.
Man, I think she just needs to cool down, and then she'll come around. I mean, I thought people would appreciate my entrepreneurial spirit, and I'm just trying to make a buck out here and trying to do better for ourselves.
Yeah, but like... And the entrepreneurial spirit, first off, is tough to say. Entrepreneurial spirit is tough.
Yes.
But
I don't want to call her back, man. I feel like she's going to bite my head off. Do you hear how she sounded?
Do you want us to try?
I can try.
You want us to try to, Stacy with the S?
I might just have to talk to her when I get home.
Let him try and see if he can get her back on. Let me ask you in the meantime here, though. Like, you have to understand, and that's one thing I know you said was off limits. You don't want to talk about job-wise and all this stuff. And where he's got her. The money, where it came from, you know, both of your money or whatever. But, like, you kind of got your foot in the door by making her think, at least, you were going to travel around. I'm trying to listen to what Fat Boy's saying, too. Hold on 1 second, Stacy with an S.
I mean, like, yeah, you knew about it already, but no. So, like, we didn't promise him anything. That was kind of more his decision.
Did she... Now, was it proposed to her, Stacy, that y'all some makeover thing? Because she's telling Fat Boy, it sounds like she was told that she was going to find out about a makeover. Bull crap, man. I mean, like, hold on. Like, for real. That's. Hold on 1 second. I ain't mad at you, Stacy. Hold on 1 second.
All right, he's talk to you later, okay? Okay.
Hold on. Okay, what's that about?
Hung up again.
Was that right?
She is.
It sounded like.
She's legit pissed.
So she was under the guise that we were to come on and say that it was going to be like some makeover thing, like a reality show?
To the point, yeah, talking to us, like, you know, well, you promised me a makeover, and, like, I don't think she realized, like, that was more of a, kind of like a hook to get you to hold on.
Oh,
if the Craven Melon doesn't hook you, then that something's got to hook you to stay on.
Yeah, that's, I mean, like, you understand why, I got to tell you, you know, I've never met you, Stacy, but if you and I were married, I'd have heat with you right now, too.
I think it just made it worse for you, man. The whole setup was, I felt like maybe we should have just called her. I don't know. Now you got, you know, you tried to kill one bird with two stones, I guess, and now you got to deal with that later.
Well, yeah, but, like, the whole thing initially goes to their money. And, again, you don't have to say yay or nay. I'm just prognosticating here, Stacy, is that you take money that, you know, both of yours, more one than the other, whatever, and with the promises of we're going to travel the world, but then your ulterior motive is you're going to quit work. Is she going to quit her work, or is on weekends she going to have to help you do yours? And I mean, like, you got to think about that. I mean,
yeah, did you lead her on at any point, or was she just like, you know, just from the beginning, just... This is my RV.
Well, I think we were kind of on the same page at the beginning. We were both pretty excited for the possibilities. And
is there no way, and I have no idea the square footage or whatever, and is there no way that you could use it for both? I mean, I don't know what the ethics, or not ethics, but the rules are of, like, living where you make the food. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if you can.
You think there would be, like, some kind of thing where you could live, or at least sleep? I don't know.
Plus, are you willing, Stacy, to... Because it sounds like you might have to take on a partner. At least somebody with some food experience to... Like, are you willing to do that?
Fat Boy's pulling out his checkbook. It's bouncing all over the room. Catch it, Paige. Catch it.
Here I go.
Who writes checks anymore? But you might have to have somebody that knows what they're doing to, like, help you out. She said you couldn't cook. That was kind of... That was biting.
Oh, that was the other thing. Yeah, a lot of people are quoting that on the text line. You know how to eat them doesn't mean you know how to cook them. I mean, that's true. I can't bartend worth a damn.
I can't either.
You can't?
But I can open a beer.
I can swig them down. I really can. All right. Stacy, I know that I'm going to ask you if you'll give us an update down the road, and we'll never hear from you again, will we?
Good luck.
Keep listening, though. Don't let it have a sore place in your heart for the show. It's just because it didn't work out there. I'm surprised she didn't cuss. Yeah, I said that.
Maybe
she said piss and damn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, that's fine. The Rise
Guys. Live from, I said the wrong word, live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on the 24th of September. Happy birthday.
Oh,
or,
ooh, suck it.
You do that well.
Dang.
Give me a compliment.
Oh, yeah. You must be complimenting this lady who just got inducted to the 2026 WWE Hall of Fame.
She's been nominated. Not, she's not induced yet. She's,
oh, my God.
She's right. Going to be.
Inducted. Why is it inducted and then induced? Like, you're getting ready to induct the child into the real world, like when you induct someone into the Hall of Fame. But you're inducing the wife.
That's
you
know a good question.
You have to seduce her to eventually induce her.
Okay, well, using that logic, why don't you seduce the baby to come out?
That's awful.
Seduction.
Peekaboo.
You can't do it that way. I don't want to come out.
You're sitting there and playing peekaboo. Ooh, ooh. You're pulling the curtains back.
Nurse, give me the vacuum. Got to suck his head
maybe
out.
Maybe using the clamp things.
I a woman that I have met twice and very, very personable and very nice. This was pre-Triple H, so I don't know how she is now.
I always liked looking at her. But when she was the brat, man, during the Attitude Era on TV, it was, like, real fun to watch.
Well, mainly because of her revealing tops.
Yeah.
I mean, she had some...
I mean, Triple H knocked her out and married her in a drive-thru in Vegas.
Why?
She was unconscious.
He roofied her and married her.
Yeah.
She thought she was marrying Test, which, good thing he did that.
Yeah. You're married to me, not Test.
I'm going to say Stephanie McMahon Helmsley is 48.
49.
She is 49 years old. That kind of surprised me for some reason. I didn't think she was that much older than your boy.
40.
Lordy, lordy.
How old is Trips? Do you know?
About 55, I think. Didn't he have a birthday recently? Look that up for me if you would.
56.
56. From Nashua, New Hampshire.
Yeah. Paul Michael.
Who trained him?
Oh, God bless. Dominic DiNucci, not Dominic DiNucci.
No. Give me the initials?
Yeah.
KK.
Was there a Keith Koloff?
Killer Kowalski.
Oh, that's him. Yeah, the same one that trained Joni China.
Yeah. Were you about to say Johnny Rods?
No, I was about to say, God, I was trying to think of, help me out here. Professional wrestler in the 70s and 80s. Owns a wrestling school nearby.
Austin Idol.
There you go.
There you go.
Yes. That show is hosted by Ryan Seacrest still, I think.
Working at Memphis Austin territory. Idol.
Yes. Mainly.
We'll keep it going for there's no real music for My Big Fat Greek Wedding, but it is Nia Vardalos' birthday, if you want to guess her.
Oh, right.
I think she did two or three of those movies.
Never saw them.
It's a light day, if you can't tell already. Light day on birthdays. I scoured.
55. I'm going to
go. Wow, okay. I'll go with that too then. I was going to go double nickel.
63 years old. Let me look something up real quick.
Was she the same woman that was in Sister Act?
Yeah.
No, I don't think. No, that was Kathy and Jimmy. That's Peggy Hill. Yeah. That's Peggy Hill.
No, Jimmy.
Make sure I didn't miss a Happy Heavenly yesterday. Okay, I didn't.
No, Jimmy.
Jimmy Kimmel had posted a picture of he and Norman.
He should delete it now, whatever he posted.
It was a picture of him and Norman Lear, and I'm like, did I miss a Happy Heavenly? Because he said yesterday, he's like, you know, he was missing him, especially today. I'm like, did Norman Lear have a birthday? But no, December is his birthday. So I did not miss it.
Oh, boy. That's interesting. He chose him to put up a – I mean, because Norman Lear, yeah, you know, all that.
Yeah, with Nixon back in the day.
That and a lot of, I mean, he...
Groundbreaking shows.
I mean, groundbreaking, but, you know, I'll word this the best way that I know how to, and that he was a white Jewish guy writing situational comedies about black people. And several of the actors took issue with that. Like, that's not really what... And he's like, well, this is my show. Tough crap. And that's why John Amos left Good Times.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Then resurfaced in, you know, he was head of McDowell's and Coming to America.
Hey, Blake, you too!
And the Big Mac. Let's do Hercules himself, not the cartoon.
Eddie Murphy. Little fat black kid from Nutty Professor.
Not that one. I gotta see what that kid's
Kevin
up to
Sorbo.
Now. It is Kevin Sorbo's birthday.
Met him at the Hootie Tournament.
That Hercules. Time. Was he wearing his leather? His chest plate?
No.
You got to come to the tournament dressed as Hercules, Kevin. That's the rule.
He's very political now. Sorbo is.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like Sorbo? Like a nice strawberry
I like
Sorbo?
Orange. Yeah. Orange Sorbo is good.
That's good.
Yeah. I like some Gleechy.
Sounds good. Gleechy.
I like anything in a bowl, Paige. Kava.
Hell yeah.
Marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Big old bud. Big bud of reefer. Your reefer head.
Anything in a bud.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like bud sex. I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
This might surprise you, this number.
I'm going to go, okay, if it's going to surprise me, I'm going to go 70. I'm way off.
71.
67 years old.
Not too far.
Hercules. I thought this gentleman was no longer with us. I'm glad to report that I was wrong.
Jim Kelly.
No, he was a stiller.
Benny Cunningham.
Let's see.
Franco Harris.
Hang on a second. Well, Franco, he did pass away.
He did.
Let's see how many you
LaVon Kirkland.
How many it takes you to guess. Now, remember, we're up in age at this point.
Jack Lambert's
Let's
dead.
See if you can get him within five.
Terry Bradshaw's already had one this year.
All right, you got four left. See if you get it within four.
So we're in the older years.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're up there.
L.C. Greenwood?
Nope.
Rocky Blyer?
Nope. Two left. He's got two guesses left, folks.
What's his initials?
MJG. MJG.
Maurice Jones Grew.
Oh, no. Mean Joe Green.
I'd be that blame. Yep. Shoot, fire, and brimstone.
You were almost there.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Were you going to guess Chuck Knoll? You could use a coach at one
point. Dude, I was thinking a coach. It wasn't Knoll, though.
Knoll, I'm saying?
Man, I'll tell you what.
If he had a podcast, that's what he'd be called, but he's dead, so he doesn't.
One of the most brilliant pop culture invoking commercials of all time was Mean Joe Green and Coca-Cola.
Who redid it? Somebody redid it. Recently.
They did it on a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was.
It was like, man, they don't strike twice.
Did you see the same commercial with John Holmes? It wasn't a jersey. It was a towel.
A little rag,
if you will.
I thought it was a necklace.
A certain little rag. Hey, John, can I get your rag?
Imagine that.
Yeah, get a guess here.
She's got it. She's the one on it.
Are you sick, Mr. Holmes? Do you have the cold? Did you run out of Kleenex, Mr. Holmes?
Is that a do-rag on your head?
Here, kid. Close. Why are you here, kid, first off?
Why are you here? Is it bring your work to kid day? You know what I meant. This looks like Joker.
How old is Mean Joseph?
Mean Joe Green, I thought was gone. I'm like you. So I will say he's going to be 82.
83.
He's 79 years old. What was it? Franco had passed. Was it before he was going into something happened where he was about to get an award or an honor and then he passed away unexpectedly?
Yeah, but Jack Lambert, boy, that's a sad, sad story. You know, he's one of the first ones they kind of realized CTE was a thing, and he was homeless and I think addicted to pain pills and everything. And just very, very sad ending to a guy that was incredibly talented.
So they were about to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. And then a few days before this, when Franco passed away.
Wow.
50 years. That was in 2022.
Yeah. He made some good canned spaghetti.
Big dude, man. Those Steelers back then, big guys.
Big.
Steel curtain.
Who was the bodybuilder from the 80s? Was it Franco Colombo?
Yeah.
God, that sucker was
massive. Huge.
Good buddies with Arnold and Ronnie Coleman. They were all good buddies. Probably Bobo, too.
Kai Green. Many others.
With his tong po now. Happy heavenly birthday. Phil Hartman would have been 77 years old.
Oh, man.
The world was robbed.
That's well said. That mean lady.
People will not know John Candy, Phil Hartman, the younger generations. It is.
Or Belushi.
Yeah. That's coming out too, that John Candy documentary here soon. On Prime. It's got everybody. Bill Murray's in it, Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd.
Did he have some skeletons in his closet?
Not really.
I knew he had alcohol.
Yeah, I think that's more what
no
it was.
Skeletons.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do a documentary about somebody now, it's usually because they did something wrong that you didn't know about when they were alive.
I can't wait to watch it. His son looks just like him. His daughter does too.
I loved him so much, man. I loved him so much.
Linda McCartney would have been 84. I was a big John Candy fan. Jim Henson, I saw his puppet exhibit. It's in Atlanta. Real nice. Like, he had a ton of stuff to work with.
I love the Jim Henson Saturday Night Live story. That's so crazy to me.
Making the tar pit puppets or whatever it was.
Yeah. Like, that was all they thought that was. They were going to try to do Sesame Street on SNL, for adults. Like, what?
He would have been 89 years old. That was tough if you go back and watch the first couple seasons. How they tried to work. Some of the long bits didn't work.
They would let the host walk out into the crowd and stand. Carlin did that well. He was good on that.
But they used Candace Bergen a lot, Elliot Gould, you know, trying to get the show off the ground. A lot of Albert Brooks and stuff didn't really take off until later.
And also another guy, God, I just had his name on the tip of my tongue. Early cast member, black guy, was
Garrett Morris?
Yeah! Man, that's a name that needs to be more mainstream. That guy was great.
I think he's still doing shows here or there.
He's still with us.
I haven't seen that. He's still with us for sure.
I'm going to say 84 for my favorite Olympics.
Paige, how old is he?
85.
88.
Wow.
Garrett Morris. Birthday in February.
Was he on the SNL? Yeah, they did, because he couldn't stand. He was in a chair on stage. Oh, that's right. Okay. All right.
Look at that. A little history lesson.
Thank you for listening today. I apologize for the best damn audio. I mean, it's honest to say that, you know, some of them just didn't click. They didn't click well. It's okay.
Get them next time, right?
We'll get them next time.
We'll
take a week off, maybe. We'll let it settle. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. Count your many blessings. It is good.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.